Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. Thanks for joining us this morning. Before we get to the sermon, I wanted to read you a letter that I got in the mailbag this week. You know, now that we're online and people are watching from all over the place, I get some letters. And so this one says, "Dear Pastor Jim, I know this whole shelter-in-place thing is serious, but I need more laughter. I miss your hilarious sense of humor. If laughter truly is the best medicine, then you are the Surgeon General." That's so kind. Thank you, Amy from Denver. And you're right. Psalm 126 says that God fills our mouths with laughter. So before we get started, Amy, I'll ask you a question. What's the difference between a person from Dubai and someone from Abu Dhabi? Well, in Dubai, they don't like the Flintstones, but Abu Dhabi do. Oh, that's classic. Okay, if you got your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 121. We started a sermon series last week about called On the Road, and we're going through the Psalms together, and I've suggested that life is a journey that we're on, and that our destination is that city whose architect and builder is the Lord. And this morning, we're going to continue that journey in Psalm 121. You remember in your own life that day that you gave your life to the Lord? Maybe you were at a church service and the pastor gave an altar call and you walked down the aisle and shook his hand and said the sinner's prayer and gave your heart to Jesus. You remember that day? That was the day that all of your problems disappeared. That was the day that nothing could ever any longer interfere with your relationship with God. Nothing could ever again steal your joy of your salvation. God put a spiritual force field around you that day, and you no longer have accidents or sickness or marriage problems. You no longer doubt. You no longer get angry. You no longer feel lonely. Do you believe that? Well, if you do, I've got good news for you this morning. You're very wrong. And sometimes I think it's good to find out when we're wrong. I mean, we don't typically like to be told we're wrong, but sometimes it's a good thing to find out you're wrong. Last summer, our dryer broke, and we were going to call the repairman, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to save some money. I'm going to get in there and fix it myself. And so I took the back of it off and got down in there and realized very quickly that the belt was broken. And so I went to McNeil's and got a replacement belt, and I came back and put that belt on. And I was in the back of that thing, and it was in the middle of summer. I was sweating. I was dropping screws and screwdrivers and flashlights. I was praying. I was emotionally invested in this thing. And then I realized I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't get it to work. And so I climbed out of there, and I went on the internets, and in 5 minutes, found a YouTube video that showed me how to do it, showed me what I was doing incorrectly. I was serpentining left when I should have serpentined right. And I was very happy at that moment to find out that I was wrong because of the level of frustration and failure. And I was about to call a repairman and pay a lot of money. And so Psalm 121 is a YouTube video telling us we're doing it all wrong, and we're looking in the wrong places for help. So let's read it together this morning. Psalm 121, a song of ascent. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. So as we just read, Psalm 121 is called a song of ascent. And so it was sung by pilgrims, Jewish pilgrims that would be traveling to Jerusalem, maybe for a festival or a feast, to worship in the temple. And so as they traveled along the way, they would sing these songs. They had a hymn book. There's 10 or 15 songs of ascent, and they would sing these books. The name comes from the fact that most of Israel is a very low level, sea level, and Jerusalem is up in the mountains. And so they were literally going up to Jerusalem. They were literally ascending the mountain of the Lord. And along the way, they would sing these songs. And this one is about traveling. And this one reminds us that traveling in the ancient world could be very dangerous. Look at first two verses again. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so they begin this journey, and the mountains are far off. But now as they get to the foothills, and now as they get to these mountains, they can see, of course, their beauty, but also how rugged they are and how dangerous they are. And the future's really uncertain and can be a fearful thing. What are they going to find when they get into those mountains? Are they going to find wild beasts? Are they going to find nomadic raiders, enemies of Israel that attack them? Are they going to find bandits like the traveler in Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan? What's around the corner? What's beyond the ravine? It's also interesting to note that the hills, the mountains, were favorite places for Israelites who dabbled in idolatry and worshipped false gods. They would set up their Asherah poles, they would set up their altars, they would set up their idols in the mountains and in the hills. That's why in the Old Testament they're often called high places. So when trouble came into their lives, these idolaters literally looked to the hills for help. And so this psalm lists for us several dangers that these ancient travelers would have feared on the road. Look at verses 3 through 6 again. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. Now, of course, traveling through mountains and mountainous regions could be very dangerous. A fall could be deadly. Even a sprained ankle could end the journey, end the trip. And so God is diligent, though. God is always watching us. Every step that we make is important to him. He's not like the gods of the hills. They created elaborate ceremonies in order to wake up those gods from their drunken slumber. In fact, you remember when Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, one of the things Elijah said to them, the reason why Baal wasn't acting was because he was asleep. But not so with our God. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. There were other dangers on the journey as well. There was the relentless Middle Eastern sun. That could be just as deadly as a fall. Travelers could experience heat stroke. They could run out of water. And in those arid hills, there wasn't much shade to be found. And I think you and I can relate to that, being from Texas. But even more than that, the moon posed a problem, at least in their thinking. Traveling a long distance by foot, one might experience fatigue and anxiety, and travelers could very easily become stressed out, emotionally distraught. And in the ancient world, people tied the moon to madness or losing your mind. That's where we get the word lunacy or lunatic. It comes from the word lunar. And so on this journey, there'd be a lot of exposure to the moon. And so these dangers were very real to these travelers as they set out to Jerusalem. And so the question being asked by the psalmist is, where do we look for help? Where do we look for help? Do we look to the gods of the hills? Do we look to the Baals and the Asherahs? I mean, if we fear the sun, can't we go to the sun priest and pay him for a protective spell? Can't we go to the moon priestess and buy an amulet to ward off our lunacy? Who are we looking to for help? The mountains? Of course, if we were to ask that help from those sources, we would never have it. It would never arrive. God's travelers know that there is only one source of help: the Lord, the maker of heavens and the earth. And so people can take comfort. The people of the Lord can take comfort that our lives are in His hands, that He is concerned about us, that He's watching over us. Every step that we make, He is watching. And we know that He is powerful enough to protect us. Even those mountains that we fear were created by Him. Our help comes from the Lord. Look at verses 7 and 8. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going both now and forever. So the great promise here of Psalm 121 is not that God removes all danger from life. Okay? It's not a promise that we won't ever stumble. It's not a promise that we won't ever become spiritually parched. It's not a promise that we'll never become stressed or anxious. Because if that was the message of this psalm, you and I wouldn't buy it. Experience teaches us very differently than that. The great promise of this psalm is that no pandemic, no injury, no illness, no accident, no distress, nothing will ever be able to separate us from God's purposes in our life. These things cannot prevent us from reaching our destination. And in the end, you and I can rest assured that the journey is not going to kill us. And one of the reasons why we know that is because we have with us on the journey a divine traveling companion. Now, ultimately, of course, God is the destination. But the way the psalmist writes this, we can tell that the Lord is actually traveling with us on the road. Three times in this psalm, the psalmist uses God's proper name, Yahweh, and six different times he uses the word protector, guardian. God is our protector. He's our guardian. And it's not an impersonal executive order that God gives from the throne in heaven to His angels to watch over us. The picture is that God is protecting us because He's with us on the journey. Listen, all the waters in the oceans cannot sink a ship unless the water gets inside the ship. And all the troubles in this world cannot harm you unless you let it in, unless you let it get here. That's the promise of this psalm, that God protects us from every evil. Not the gods of the hills, not the government, not the medical community, but the maker of heaven and earth is our protector. The only serious mistake that we can make on this journey, when we come to some of these mountains in life, when we face illness or conflict or anxiety, the only mistake we can really make on this journey is to think that God has somehow gotten bored in watching over us and kind of slacked off. Or we could maybe think that God has shifted His attention to some more interesting Christian. Or that me and my meandering off again, on again obedience to God has finally come to the point where God says, you know what, you're on your own. Learn your lesson. Or to think that, you know, God's got bigger issues to deal with than help me. He's dealing with this whole COVID-19 thing, so he's not going to be protecting me. So to me, the beauty of Psalm 121 is that it reminds us that God's interest in us never waxes, never wanes. He never falls asleep on the job. His care for us isn't contingent on anything. He will protect us at all times. So let's put this psalm, Psalm 121, put ourselves in the middle of that, okay? So we're on this journey. Our journey is to reach God, and not just in heaven one day, but to reach Him in this life, to be used by Him, to know him and help others know him. And so that's our destination. That's where we're headed. But on our travels, we've come to these mountains. I mean, some of us saw them coming, but most of us, they just snuck right up on us. And all of a sudden, we're in the middle of these rugged, dangerous, fear-inspiring mountains. These are the things that when we think about them, our stomach ties into knots. These are the things that keep us up at night. Our safety, our family, our nation, our jobs, our retirement, our marriages, our kids, our health, our relationships, our church. These are the things we worry about. And the psalmist would ask us this morning, where are you looking for help? Are we looking to the hills for relief? Are we trying to handle all of things on our own as best we can? Are we waiting for someone just to show up and make it all go away as if by magic? God's saying this morning that He is our help. We don't need to fear the mountains because He is traveling with us. He's right by our side every step of the way. Now, on this journey, we're still going to have to navigate steep paths at times. We're going to have to scramble over scree fields. We're going to have to walk along dangerous cliffs. We still have the sun to contend with. We still are tempted to lose our minds. But we want a world without pain. We want a world without suffering. We want a world without loss. But that would also be a world without healing, without joy, and without redemption, because each one gives meaning to the other. I know joy because I've experienced suffering. I know a redemption because I've lost things in my life. I know healing because I've been sick. And so there's going to be difficulty on this journey, but the Lord is watching over us. And His desire is not only that we reach the destination, but that we reach the destination safe and happy. Psalm 121 reminds us of God's character, of who He is, of how much He loves us. And it also reminds us that this journey we on the road, can also be very joyful if we're traveling with the right companions. And I'm glad we're traveling together. And I'm glad the Lord's with us. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, God, for your promises, the promises in this scripture, that you won't let our foot stumble, that you will protect us from the sun, you'll protect us from the moon. All of these things, Lord, that the mountains, the dangers that these mountains we're in pose, you are there to protect us. I thank you for that. And so I ask you to encourage our hearts this week, as we go out and be the church, that we go out with confidence because we know that you're traveling with us. Thank you so much for being here this morning. And don't forget to connect with us online. Chris and I are going to be doing something exciting in the next week or so. We're going to start doing like a podcast for marriage, and I hope you'll join us and give us your feedback on that. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you His peace. God bless you.